Now listen, listen properly.
Listen and appreciate.
Joyful. Oh, I love that bit.
The twiddly-dee.
Oh, God.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, hit that note.
Is that it?
Oh, oh, that's it, that's it. Oh, well,
bloody
oh,
hell. That was from one of our listeners. Oh. That's from Naomi. Have you... Do you know how old Naomi is? I haven't got the
55 and a half. And
oh,
she's
55
called,
and a half.
Yes, yes, she's Naomi James, and she gets a gold star.
Oh, Naomi, we're delighted. Aren't we delighted, Judith? We're so delighted by that, because Naomi was playing that herself. She dug out her trumpet, Judith.
She did. She said it took her mind off her plantar fasciitis. If that is not evidence that she's a gang member, then nothing is.
A trumpet and, playing plantar fasciitis, gang member. You know, of course, the problem with playing trumpets, I tell you what'll take her mind off her plantar fasciitis, Judith, if she keeps what? Playing the trumpet. Mm-hmm. Well, what? She'll get piles. All trumpet players have got piles. It is a well-known fact.
Have they? Is that a fact?
Yes, because they're blowing.
Interesting.
Well, interesting. I've read. But we just want to flag up that we will be trumpeted out at the end of the show by a professional young male trumpet player.
I know.
We've got two trumpet volunteers.
I did, because you sent out the appeal, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought we might get more than two.
I don't know. I was rather pleased that we got particularly...
I was thrilled.
Thrilled. It's our 100th episode. We should just remind people it is our 100th episode, and therefore we thought fitting, appropriate.
We just thought we'll have a little bit of a musical kind of blast to say, happy 100th. Happy 100th, Judith. Happy 100th, Daisy. Happy 100th, listeners.
That.
You know, if you've only just joined us, you've got 100 to catch up on. It'll take you a while.
That'll learn them, won't
then,
it?
Yeah,
that'll
absolutely.
Keep them quiet.
Right.
But you know what? I think... A trumpet voluntary, is it?
Yes.
Is that what you call it?
I don't know, but let's call it anyway, because we
let's
don't have to get anything right, Judith. Remember, we've got a disclaimer with
Aldrin
Wider that we're allowed to talk shit.
Yeah, we are.
Particularly during a pandemic. No facts need checking. So we're calling it a trumpet voluntary. Yes,
yes we
Judith,
are, because because that's the only trumpet thing we know. But I think there's a rather appropriate sort of way to announce ourselves. And I do think that, you know... Should we ever go to a posh party where we get announced at the door, Jenny?
Oh, my goodness, Judith.
I think this could be our little, you know,
so
walk
you
on.
Have a recording in your pocket.
In your handbag,
in your handbag,
whatever.
Like
yes,
on your iPhone.
Yes, yeah,
recorded
yeah.
really loudly, and you just press your iPhone. So when they say, oh, Judith, Mr. and Mrs. Holder... Then it goes, I can't do a trumpet, obviously.
No.
But
yes, I think it's entirely fitting. Entirely fitting.
Do you know what? I think it's
age.
Even more fitting. I think what? That when we go anywhere, it doesn't have to be a posh do. I think even when we go into a corner shop, to be quite honest, we should do a quick blasted trumpet voluntary just to tell everybody that we're here. Doctor's waiting room, you know.
When you get to the front of the waitress queue and they let you in.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes. It's
anywhere.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
And the dentist wants to see you through. I'm not sitting down until I'm... Anyway, that's our plan. That's our plan,
yeah,
Judith.
Yeah.
100 episodes. Mm-hmm. Have we changed mm-hmm. over the run? What do you think? What have you learned?
Well,
what have you learned in 100 episodes?
Well, when I think back to when we started in that little cupboard all those years ago now.
It's two and a half, two and a bit years,
time.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I think I was quite sort of, because we were sort of playing radio shows a bit, weren't we?
Yeah,
we were
very
sort
much
of,
so.
Oh, this is what we do, it's our introduction, and here's our, you know, we had guests, and we interviews.
Yeah.
Plans, questions, all that. So I think I'm, yeah.
A lot
I mean,
more scripted in some respects,
much,
a lot
much
more sort
more
of notes and that sort of
yes,
thing.
Yes, grown-up sort of radio, and since then it's all hangs out,
it's all fallen
it?
To pieces.
It's all the boundaries have gone, it's just gone blah.
Yeah, I think in the beginning you tried not to swear on air.
Well, I think I did because I was very aware, a bit like, you know, a bit like when you write a book, I suppose, and, you know, you think, oh, your children might read it or your mum when they're...
That never, ever enters my head, ever.
Well, as demonstrated by the expletives. But yes, you have obviously been a very, very bad influence on me. And I have, and I think I've got more sweary, more outspoken, more of a show off.
Good.
And, you know, basically, there's no stopping me now, is there?
Our work is done. You. Excellent. Yeah, yeah. Yes. You can leapfrog over me and start being, you know, the outrageous Judith Holder.
Steady on. Yes, I think we have. We've got
looser. We've worked very hard. Sometimes we're a bit too loose, but, you know, I mean, I've let off during this podcast more times than I care to count. And we do appreciate everybody listening, so thank you very much indeed. And would rather you didn't listen to anybody else, but unfortunately...
You know what?
Go on, what?
Well, no, you know the gang in the village, my gang.
Oh, your village, because you've
Liz,
got gangs
Cassie
all over the place. Oh,
yeah, that's the hardcore gang. The three, yeah. the swimming gang. Yeah, we're not swimming. Yeah, the other day on the WhatsApp group, guess what? Liz said, oh, I've just found a really good podcast called Fortunately.
No. Oh,
yeah,
Jesus
Fortunately.
God. It's taken her that long to find it.
Yes. And then there was all this traffic. Because that's the word, isn't it? Traffic, you know. Oh, yes, I've just listened. Oh, isn't it good? Oh, do you know, I'm learning such a lot. Aren't they good together? And I felt, you know, it was just a little one.
What were you expected to say to that, Judith? What were you expected as part of the WhatsApp group? So how are you supposed to react?
Exactly. I think they've forgotten that I do a podcast of my own and that, you know, it might be like a big competition. So I just put a little note on, a little thing. Yes, actually, yes. Yes, they are a sort of kind of competition. It was just ignored. It was like, yeah, whatever. God.
Honestly,
God.
This and that is why, Judith, I have no WhatsApp groups whatsoever. Because things like that, would I be going out of the house with a flaming torch round to their houses and setting fire to their thatches? I am really sorry, but I cannot. If I've got friends, which are, you know, very few, you know, I want 100% loyalty.
Of course
I
don't you want do.
Them. Yeah,
what,
I
praise,
mean, absolutely.
Loyalty,
have
interest.
To chat about Fortunately, but have at least the decency to leave you out.
Yeah.
Have a
no.
sort of little subgroup of the WhatsApp group that goes, hey, let's be the Fortunately fans. Let's call ourselves the Fortunately fans. Just Liz, Patty and Sue, and leave Judith out because she gets all hurt and silly about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
but they don't understand, do they? Because
no,
I do
no, people
think.
Don't. People
no.
have absolutely no. no idea how very wafer-thin our skins are.
Absolutely.
How thin is your skin, Judith? You know that thin, that ham? Sorry, I'm getting a bit spitty over this. Because it absolutely, because I've got something to admit in a second. But you know that wafer-thin ham that you buy? And it's wafer-thin.
Oh, I do. That sort of squirt that's kind of swirled in the packet.
Yeah, awful.
It's like it's creased. Yeah. Like, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what my
yeah.
skin's
it's
like. It's see-through.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you are slightly tougher than me, but
I'm
not very
I think
much.
I'm Jay's toilet paper. You know what I mean? I'm kind of that see-through and very unpleasant.
You're
actually.
A poor quality lounge paper. Yeah. There's
but
type stuff
resilient.
Your fingers. Your fingers can go straight through, though. Yeah, I've got to be a bit careful.
Oh, well, I mean, it must be something that you have to sort of deal with, obviously, a great deal more than me. And it is tricky, isn't it? It's like, it's hurtful.
I snapped back at a critic this
did you?
Oh, God. I did.
You answered back.
Yeah, I did. And it felt great for a few hours. And then, of course, the guilt and the worry and the, oh, God, what's going to trouble? This kind
so
of kicked in.
What
okay,
happened?
So I'm going to admit this now. Don't tell anyone. Right, so you know the Craftivism programme? Well, it was quite well received on the whole, and it got a very nice review in The Observer. But there was a snitty one in another newspaper, which I'm not going to mention.
Really?
There was, yes, it's behind a paywall, so, you know, very few people will bother with it. But there we go. I accidentally stumbled upon it, and I have to say that I thought it was incorrect on a couple of points. They said that one inference was that I was a self-proclaimed activist, which I have never, ever. Have you ever known me to be sort of an... Would you describe me, Judith, as a political activist?
Well, I think the two, no. Neither political or active.
No,
so
no.
All round,
though,
no.
The only time I did... I've been on a few marches, mostly to get my step count up. In fact, the only time I went over sort of 20,000 steps was on a Trump march with my sister and my friend Francis, and my sister wouldn't let me catch the bus home. And I felt quite proud of that. But, I've never said that I'm not a tub thumping. I'm interested. I have opinions, obviously, as we all do, but I am not a big mover and shaker. So I thought that was wrong. So anyway, yeah. I sort of looked up her name and I found her on Twitter.
Oh, dear.
And I just said, I just accidentally read your horrible review. I never said I was an activist. That's completely wrong. There now, I feel better. Cheers. Right. And do you know what she did? She blocked me immediately.
Blocked me. Gosh.
Yeah. She didn't like
what's
it.
What's that the equivalent of? Is that the equivalent? What's that the sort of the equivalent? Pushing
know.
You over?
Well, can you imagine if she tried? Oh, God. there'd be some
would
hair
you know how
then.
To block? Would you know how to block somebody? I mean, like...
Oh, yeah,
I know
how
to...
I know how to block people on Twitter. Of course I do.
Yeah.
Well,
that's feeble.
I mean, mostly... It is pretty feeble. Mostly I'd mute people so they don't realise that you can't see or hear them. And so they just keep screaming at you into the ether. That's the great thing about Twitter. You can do muting.
Wow.
But no, she absolutely blocked me. And that made me laugh. And it really made me laugh on Sunday for quite a few hours. Because I was like boiling with this rage, Judith. Do you know what I mean? I was like really kind of, my dander was right up. And I was really kind of on this moral high ground of going, you stupid cow, all this sort of thing. And then later on, I just thought, oh, Jenny shouldn't have done that. You know, you're a 60-year-old woman.
No, but you won, didn't you? You
well,
made
not
your
really.
Point.
Nobody yes, won. Nobody won because I was hurt. I lashed at her. She probably got a bit frightened and instantly blocked me. And I don't know who... I said in the tweet when I said I accidentally read your horrible review, just to let you know you completely spoilt my day. Just sort of a little bit of emotional blackmail in there as well. Do you know what I mean? I just think that actually, sort of on reflection, it was childish, but I couldn't help it, Judith. I couldn't help it.
No,
just
no.
seeing horrible things about myself. Written down that people, I mean, I can ignore Twitter mostly because often people have just written things very, very quickly. But you know, this is something that sat down to write.
In
print is just,
No, that's hurtful. It is hurtful. I'm with you.
Okay, I'm not banging on about the historical inaccuracies in the dig because apparently we were wrong about lemon drizzle cake not being around in 1930.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
So we said it wasn't around and it was around.
It was around. We got an
email.
Oh,
it's not going away, is it? Lemon drizzle cake.
Well, this is it. Everyone's the same. All middle-aged women won't let things drop. We got an email from someone saying, it just wasn't called lemon drizzle cake, it was lemon pound cake, but it has been around since 17 something or other, whatever.
Well, that's us told, isn't it?
But I did pick up another historical inaccuracy for the dig, if you're collecting them, because I know some people might be. Apparently there was a nightingale singing even though it was August. I don't know whether you picked up on that one, Judith.
That's another level, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's advanced. Nitpicking.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But
people like being
busy.
Right. Don't people like being right? It's like, I mean, quiz shows. People like being right on quiz shows. And I mean, do you watch? There's a night during the week. I think it's a Tuesday night.
Right.
No, it might be Monday night, which is sort of the quiz night on proper television, on normal television.
Well, no, I'm terrible at them. So why would I do that? Why would
do you not watch them?
I subject myself to that.
I do Monday night, I think it is. We do, Jeff and I do Only Connect and then University Challenge. But Only Connect, I've realised, really brings out the worst in me, Judith.
Right.
Because there's something about that, there's something rather smug about it because they sort of, they have to pick questions from Egyptian hieroglyphics. And everyone always makes a big song and dance about saying the horned viper. Horned viper. Oh, fuck off. Fuck off. Just say that snake thing. Or the two sheaves or whatever. There was a plat. Just say the plat, whatever. Oh, fuck off. And I spend from 8 to 8:30 shouting at Only Connect.
Well, it sounds very therapeutic to me.
Oh, my God. It is. I mean, some of the contestants are really reasonable and nice people, but some of them, the posture drives me insane.
What do you mean the posture? What's wrong with their posture?
Well, they're on the television and they're sitting there with their shoulders rounded.
Who are they?
Very bad posture. No
well,
effort.
Because they're concentrating, presumably.
But there's no effort to be showbiz, Judith. And I just think that if you're on television, you owe it to us to sit up straight and sort of, sparkle a little bit. And they're all just concentrating with slumped shoulders. It's like, and then University Challenge, they all look like Dickens characters.
Oh, of course they do. They're the ones that never get laid, aren't they? I mean, I assume. Now, I've been on the beanbags at your house when University Challenge has been on, as it happens. And you get some right. Jeff gets quite a few right, I've noticed.
Yeah. Jeff is better educated than I am. He's a sort of got a really old-fashioned kind of Victorian education where sort of he knows quite a lot about quite a lot of things.
Very useful in a man. Yeah, very useful.
I know basically fuck all, and occasionally I can guess some of the art ones and get those right. I'm not sure whether, you know, I think families divide into, you know, people who are good at quizzes and play games. I mean, I know you are sort of queen of the tray game.
Well, that's
the
only one I'm any good at. I mean, yes. So the games that I'm good at are basically ones that involve pushing and shoving, cheating, and, you know, showing off. I'm good at all that. The rest of it, I'm absolutely bloody terrible at. I never get an answer right in a pub quiz or anything. I'm not bad at sort of bits of showbiz, but I don't watch soap, so I let the seat side down on that. You know, ages ago we did an escape room. I'm sure I talked about it, but honestly, if it was just me, I'd still be there now.
still
trying to be working out. You know,
I've never managed to get round to an escape room. They were just sort of big when the pandemic happened.
Yes, they were. That's right. I think you can do them online, but I don't know how you do it. But yes, I mean, for instance, in a hostage situation, you know, where there was some difficult thing, you know, like say there was kind of mutterings in the, you know, amongst the hot hostages as to how you were going to get out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Clever people would start to work out how to do it. Yeah. I'd be the one that they'd send to the front to keep them talking, you know, to keep the people, keep them busy, keep them talking, keep them
distract
annoyed.
Them.
Go on.
You could talk about your conditions and ailments and just...
at length.
Absolutely.
So bore them into submission. Probably.
Was it not Mike's birthday this week?
Yes, it was. And we had a game. We had an online game organised by Sienna, which was a murder mystery.
Need to know how this works.
Well, you basically, because she's terribly good at organising things, so good at organising it.
Well,
She's you.
Well,
she is, that's right. She's me with more energy. So she's basically cleverly given herself the one glamorous role, I noticed. So she got, you know, a black off-the-shoulder sort of party dress and a fascinator. And then she'd obviously divvied up all the rest of the roles and given me the two duffers. Bless her. I had two roles, get that. Anyway, so what happened is you have this kind of, you know, a pack each. I had two packs that had two characters.
Does this pack come through the post or is it online?
Oh, no, it's online. So you have to print them off, but you're not allowed. OK, so you're only allowed to read the first page, which is your character description and the basic scenario.
And then did you have to go? So you get this a couple of days beforehand and you have to cobble together an outfit.
Yes. So I had to borrow, you know, I had to go around the neighbours and obviously, you know, sort of cowboy hat. And I tried my best and I borrowed a guitar and a bowler hat because that was the only hat I could get the hands on. Anyway, it was all rather cobbled together.
Who do you know that's got a bowler hat?
I thought she'd have several cowboy hats, but she didn't. The only hat she got was a bowler hat. So I thought,
I'm quite intrigued by that. I wonder why she's got a bowler hat. Was it a proper one? I quite like the idea. I fancy men in bowler hats. If I'm going to be honest now, I've got a slight horn on now at the idea of men in bowler hats. There's something just a bit kind of psychotic and mad about it. And I think when I first came to London, the city was still full of men in bowler hats in 1982. Ooh, yes. If you went into the financial bit of the city, men were still knocking around in bowler hats.
Yes,
and
I think they
were the kind of ones that I wanted to sort of like...
You wanted to get off with them?
Get off with them a sort of strange kind of weird, not real kind of way. Yeah.
And did you ever?
No, of course not.
Funny, hard to visualize.
Okay, so you're being a cowgirl with a bowler hat. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was this sort of idiotic guitar player.
Yeah.
But the trouble was, Jenny, so basically you all had to turn your page over then to get your, like, script, you know, and actually what you were doing and everything.
And you're reading this out in turn, so you've got a script and you're all on Zoom and you're playing your parts.
Yes, and you're sort of extemporising and kind of all that. But with two parts, it was really difficult. I mean, you know, I know we show off about being good at multitasking, but actually I was rubbish, Jenny. You know, I was kind of barely... I mean, we got, you know, right into it. And I was the murderer. I was the murderer.
When did you find out? When did you? Which character was the murderer? And at what stage in the game did you find
the
out?
The cowgirl. She was a clumsy cowgirl that couldn't shoot straight. Okay. So I kind of grasped that and did a bit of sort of, you know, extemporizing. We got right to almost the end when people were starting to accuse. I still hadn't worked out where the murder had taken place that I'd committed, and who else was sort of involved and who wasn't. So, you know, it was fun. It was fun, and
how long did it take? Yes. Did it take an hour?
Good question. I think it was about 45 minutes, which is
that's ideal. Well, I think that sounds sort of fun, but I can't imagine us doing it, because did Mike dress up?
Mike was good. He was a kind of shady car dealer. But weirdly, he found this ring somewhere in my jewellery drawer, which was this kind of really chunky. You know, this is hard to imagine, but you know, if Mike was like a rock star, you know, if he was like and he had a kind of guitar and the kind of ring that rock stars sort of
heavy metal, like a skull, almost like that,
but a great big ring. And it was only a small thing, but actually, it was like completely changed his personality.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Was he wearing it in bed that night?
Well, he wasn't, but you know what? I think it might have.
Maybe that's going to be the equivalent of the bowler hat for me. Mike's skull rock and roll ring. Just sort of like ring the changes a bit.
Well, it was very anti... Corby Trousered Press. Do you know what I mean?
It was the antithesis. The flip side. It was the other side of Mike.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it was.
Side to explore. Ooh. Ooh. Now then, well, happy birthday to Mike. Is that 72 or 73?
73.
Is that big?
Because he's born the same year as Jeff, isn't he?
But yeah, Jeff's September. Older, yes. Okay. Well, they're both jabbed, and that's good. Now, I've had, Judith, a very busy week. It got so busy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did last night? I did the hosting of Just a Minute.
Ooh, Jenny, how exciting!
Oh God, Judith, the technical run through of it. They did a dummy run on Monday, just to kind of fire a warning shot across my bowels, because I thought, oh, it'll just be on Zoom, and you know, because I'm you know sitting, because of course you know. It still shocks me that Nicholas died, even though he was terribly old. It's ridiculous, you know. But I just thought, well, I know how to do this because I've done the show loads of times.
You watched him do it.
And all this. And I have a script. But, oh, God, it was so complicated because the buzzer system had to be on a separate device.
Now, oh my God,
so
Jenny.
You know when you always say that, you know, when you get into technical problems and you have to be sort of guided down like a sort of somebody flying a plane by it was like a crash course in studio techno whatever, you know, those strange men that always sit outside in the vans pulling all the buttons and big, I had to be taught
how you weren't driving it. Not in that.
Don't be ridiculous. But I had to have the script up. I had to have the Zoom up. I had to have the pre-record playing, and I had to have another self-record on just to belt and brace it. And then I had to have the buzzers on a separate iPad.
Now, the trouble with the buzzers
was that none of them worked, right? So we went into the record with only the odd buzzer. Now and again, Shappy's worked. I had Shappy Core Sandy, Paul Merton, who incidentally, the pandemic has been his introduction to technology. He's never even had a mobile phone.
Good grief.
So, I mean, literally, he had his wife by his side when we were doing the rehearsal, and when he had to turn the volume up on his iPad, he had to call his. Yeah, absolutely. It's just never.
That's worse than me.
Oh, absolutely, so much so. I mean, I was feeling about 17. I was feeling quite cool, you know. But then the none of the buzzers worked, so I had to sort of.
Wait a minute. How do you mean the buzzers didn't work? Because the surely they're pressing. Surely they're doing the buzzers.
Yes, they're pressing the buzzers, but the volume.
You didn't know when they
buzzed. I couldn't hear the buzzers,
oh my God,
and I had to watch this screen, and a name would come up as someone. But, you know, my eyes, and I couldn't get it any bigger, and it was so, oh, Judith, it was like a sort of technological version of patting my tummy and rubbing my head and doing a show and all that. But in the end, I really, really enjoyed it. It was joyful. It was like sort of the first time I've gigged properly. It felt like a gig. It was really exciting. Wow. And it was really, yeah, I'm really pleased. But
well, you did it.
It's done. I mean, it'd be a nightmare for them to edit. And I mean, you know, I was getting a lot of laughs from admitting to the audience that I couldn't hear the buzzer. So I don't know how they're going to deal with that.
Because
so
you've got the audience on as well.
Yeah.
You've got an audience. Oh, my goodness.
But we couldn't see the audience, which I think was a bit of a shame, because they could see us, because they joined up. They got a special Zoom code. And I don't know. There were obviously several hundred, because it sounded quite loud now and again. So they could see us in our houses. Now, that was interesting, Judith. That's a bit you'd have liked.
Of course.
Because you get a sneaky look into like Paul Merton's
house. Okay, so let me guess.
Go on. Yes, yeah.
Learned? Yeah. Are we talking learned?
No,
or are we talking...
No giveaways whatsoever. There's a sofa, top of a sofa, and a painting.
Neutral. Fuck off.
Very I'm neutral.
Not,
very
fuck off, I'm not
disappointingly
telling you
neutral,
oh,
Judith.
Oh, dear. Now, did... Yes, who else? Go
Shappy.
On.
Shappy called Sandy.
Nice. Domestic.
Domestic.
Friendly.
Yes, she won the wallpaper. She had a sort of Art Deco wallpaper that her neighbour had chosen for her. So Shappy had the interesting wallpaper. Julian was in the basement of his house in London. So it was obviously an office,
right.
But he had a few interesting things.
Of course he would.
Yes,
of course
yes.
he would. Bits
and
of art, probably.
No, because it was very officey. It was very officey, but he had a few bits of silverware on a shelf that were interesting. And then Pam Ayres, but Pam...
Oh, I love Pam Ayres.
She's great, but she put herself... She might as well have been in a prison cell, Judith. She was up against a white wall with nothing. I said, Pam, you're not giving anything away. She said, I don't want anyone laughing at my books. So I said, oh, it looks a bit bland. This is in rehearsal. So she said, oh, give me a minute. And she came back with a potted plant.
Did she?
Yeah, she had a potted plant and a white wall.
I was thinking chintzes.
I know.
Very
absolutely.
Chintzes.
I know. Did
Willis.
You see...
Big barbacoats.
But I think that for most of us, you know, you have to, our studio rooms are, well, laughingly called studio rooms, where we record are often sort of places where acoustically it's better than anywhere else. And that's often not in the sort of, you know, fancy bits of your homes.
You know,
so yeah, I probably had the most going on in my background.
Well, you got the boiler, you got your boiler.
I had the boiler door dying. I mean, as somebody said on Twitter, that boiler door's gone viral. Do you know what, Judith? I'm getting a bit bored of the boiler door. I'm thinking of painting my back wall that's the same wall the boiler door on. I might go olive green.
Oh, well, you know, dark's very in.
Dark's in.
We
have been watching the Interior Design Masters and they did some olive green last week and I liked it.
Yes, I know. I'm loving that series.
We talked about it a bit last year.
But did you see that kind of curvy thing that they did with the olive green?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Because my
I thought, well, that's not going to work. That's going to be a mess. But it
oh, no,
really
I thought
good.
It because I know the colours would go together because olive and pink go are lovely together. They are lovely together. And I just thought, well, I'm having that, Judith, because my boiler door is pink with the decoupage on. And that's why I'm going olive green. Anyway.
Now, the other news that you've got, Jenny Eclair, is that your tour has been rescheduled.
Oh, God, again. Yes, it's a real shame, but there's nothing we can do about it because you can't gig if the theatres aren't open. No. So by the time I set off for this one, you know the tour's called 60. I'll be 61. I can't afford to redo the poster. In any case, it's a great photo, Judith. My hair has never looked better, you know.
Let's get real about it.
It's a very good photo. They can happen, you know, about three times in a lifetime. That's that. I'm not mucking about. There's such a backlog of comics now. I mean, there's about... You can imagine it's all like sort of, you know, racehorses, but really weirdly shaped racehorses, all, you know, in the traps at the start of a race, all sort of hug, and we're all desperate to get out and we can't, and there's another 30 backed up behind us, and it's just, I mean, the motorway service stations are going to be chock-a-block with comics.
Oh, my God.
From September onwards. It's just,
well, you
like
can always do
it
in the car park, can't you? Why don't you just open it? Yeah, you just, you know.
I'm not doing that, love. You know me. I like a proper theatre in a dressing room. And, you know, I'm a bit fussy like that. The other thing that this week people have asked about June.
Yes, how is she? How is June?
Oh, Judith. She's really gone downhill. It's just awful. It's so sad. Mm. And did I tell you about last week? My brother went up and he took the dog. And she, you know, she loved seeing the dog. She talked to me about the dog. She's been talking about the dog. She does remember things like that. And sometimes her memory is, you know, is absolutely fine. My sister phoned me yesterday and said, I was talking to Tamar, and for some reason I said something about magpies. And she said, oh, I've just seen a magpie. And Sarah said, oh, one for sorrow, two for joy. And my mother just joined in immediately. Three for a girl, four for a boy, five for a... And she knew all the way through.
Wow, wow.
And
it's
then
very patchy, isn't it? It's just, it's very really patchy, patchy and unpredictable.
Oh, okay. They're looking after her so well at the home, though. She does look very smart, and they obviously like dressing her. Because we get these newsletters, and they've got photos of the residents. And, you know, my mum is the only person in her 90s wearing clothes from Bowdoin and Toast. You know.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of old ladies with sort of little blouses and cardigans and sort of, you know, looking at like old... And you can, you know, my mum's there in a sort of big stripy number from...
Oh, that's
lovely. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, I think it's very important. I mean, I think it's funny, isn't it? I think if somebody did a definition of getting old, and the definition was that you look old. And that's not about wrinkles particularly, but I think the uniform of old age and you know, what you wear and how you express your sort of vibrancy is very important as we get old. That's lovely.
No, I know. She's so, and of course, because now she's in the home, everything's properly laundered and clean.
That's
and,
good.
You know,
that's a good sign.
Her
really
nails
sign.
And her hair are sort of... Oh, she does. She tells some whopping fibs, though. You know, she goes out all the time. She's been to more regimental lunches with the Green Howards this week, which is my dad's regiment. Oh, she's forever. Oh, yeah. Anyway, there we go. Right, now, you sent me a note saying that you've got something to celebrate.
And I've got something to celebrate, Jenny.
Go on. Do we need another trumpet voluntary?
Yeah, we could. We could have
we could have a quick blast. Just a little one. La, 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 la. Okay, we're in. Okay, you got... So what is this something to celebrate? Go on, what? What? Oh, do I have to guess? Properly guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, right. I think that you have... this is the first thing that's come to mind, that you've managed to find a way in to the lake and have broken some ice and had a cold water swim. Have you done that?
No, I certainly haven't. No, I'll tell you what I've done. I'll tell you what's happened.
Okay.
I've had my job. I've had
my first job.
Yes,
oh, Judith.
Yes.
I'm so jealous. I don't know whether to be pleased. This is terrible. This is honestly, I'm so jealous. I can barely swallow.
I know, I'd be the same. So I had a text at the weekend saying, you are, you know, eligible, blah, blah. Oh my God, stop everything you're doing. Stop the stop it. Right. Anyway, so I've got the text and it says, to book your appointment, you're on the edge of your seat, aren't you? Edge of your seat, press this link. Press the link. Fuck all happened.
Oh,
couldn't do it. Drove all the way over to Sienna's house to say, can you do this for me? She couldn't do it either. So I thought, right, okay. And so I tried twice and failed to sneak into the sort of slipstream in the vaccination centre to ask, Miss, could you do this for me? Because I can't get my appointment.
This is so you. This is so you. Yeah, yeah.
And the second time they recognised me and they were quite surly with me. Quite surly.
Who can blame them?
Yeah,
you bloody time
bog
waster.
Bog off. We've got a lot on here. Yeah. Bog off. So they said, go to the doctor. And of course, the doctor's surgery says, you know, don't bother us with the vaccination queries, blah, blah, blah. We will ring you. So they rang.
Oh,
and they go,
my God.
Yes. Oh. I mean, listen, the relief. I know I'm not fully protected yet, but I think I've been living with and carrying such fear. And I do feel that has a little bit eased. I did, but funnily enough, I did think, oh, I'm the youngest person here. I mean, I wasn't. I'm sure I wasn't. But, you know, there is still that funny sort of disconnect, isn't there, when you realise this is your age group. You know, these are the people who you would have been
in
school with.
When I took Jeff, I just thought, look at all these old gimmers.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah, for some reason we're in the wrong age group here, but we're not.
Well, that's brilliant. That is something to celebrate, and I'm very delighted for you. I am jealous, but I'm very delighted. But you're not allowed to go on holiday. I can't bear the idea of anyone going on holiday. Anyway, I did my first click and collect. I did my first click and collect last
week. Well, I don't know why it's taking you a long time to do, but that's marvellous. That's absolutely marvellous.
Because I've never been able to get a slot. Anyway, I'm sort of just trying the slots at random times, and I've got one for next week as well.
Hurrah.
And anyway, I sort of did it quite well, Judith, but I think it's something that one gets more practised at as you go along. And of course, there was something missing.
I think there's always something missing.
There's something missing. And of course, you know, it was my tea. It was what I wanted for my tea.
Oh, no.
Monday night is normally, it's the quizzes on the telly and a pie. A shop bought pie. Jeff has a lasagna or something mincy with tomatoes because I'm allergic to tomatoes, and I have the Sainsbury's Taste the Difference fish pie because
very
that's my local supermarket.
Very
blah,
nice.
Blah, blah. Very nice indeed. I have
don't tell me that
spinach.
Was the thing that was missing.
Oh, Jesus God, Judith. I absolutely, I sank to my knees. I'd unpacked everything. And Jeff,
you got
have
home.
You seen the fish?
Oh,
no,
God.
Gone home. Because you don't check anything, do you? Just and it was snowing in the car park, and I just thought, I'm so grateful. And, you know, I was so grateful all the way home, and I was so grateful unpacking everything, and I was so grateful until I realised I hadn't got my fucking fish pie. And it was fun. I haven't got a fish pie. I'm not going back to that place. It's snowing. I can't go back to that place. I haven't got a fish pie. Oh, great. You got your pie. I got pie. So that night I had a tin of tuna on some old pasta. It wasn't very good. And I spent the whole afternoon, I was trying to phone Sainsbury's, couldn't get through. And of course I tweeted them.
Still trying to get your fish pie.
Yeah. I wanted some kind of compensation from a fish pie, which actually by that point, £1,000 wouldn't really have been enough.
Were you asking to speak to the manager?
Oh, absolutely. The whole
my
thing.
My good man. Were you putting that posh voice on?
I'd quite like to be put through to somebody who's in a managerial position, please, because I have something of a concern to bring up with you, and I really need this problem resolving ASAP. So,
I think you've been asked so much, I might need to go to the loo.
I got a response from a manager from a Sainsbury's branch, and I got a code. I got a fucking code, Judith, for
you
a replacement
code?
Fish pie. I got a code. I did. I was absolutely delighted, and the next day I opened my fridge door. What was there in front of me? My fish pie. It was there, Judith. It was there all the time.
Oh,
at this point, I had to blame Jeff. I said, Jeff.
You put that fish pie, and there I was going on about the fish pie. Yeah. You said you hadn't seen it, and you put it in the pot. Yeah, of course it was his fault.
Absolutely ridiculous. Man.
I bet that happens a lot, you know. I bet
so
that happens
we
all
go.
The time.
Absolutely. But, you know, this week I'm hoping to remember lavatory rolls. I keep, my shopping list is still open till Sunday night.
Oh, yes,
so.
I know. Well, I know the drill, Jenny. You don't need to tell me about the drill. I know all about the drill.
Judith, I think
yes.
I could have done with a lesson. I think that actually I should have phoned you beforehand and said,
you
okay,
should.
What
you should. Yes,
but
I'm
on a learning curve and I'm getting there.
Good.
So I think we should go to Culture Corner now,
Judith. We're abroad.
And I have felt this week that I've been seriously running out of television.
Me too. Me too. Mm. So much so that I've been Googling things when they're going to be released. That really is tragic, isn't it? I have, honestly.
I spend a lot of time Googling what's on telly, what's everyone watching, what are the good things, who's, you know, what's on Netflix, what's on. You know, I tried something. Most things are a bit disappointing. I tried something on Netflix called Superstore, and I think I might have been a bit pissed, actually, when it was Saturday night, and I sort of watched a couple and really laughed. And then when I watched it sober on Monday night, episode 3, I thought, this is rubbish. And there's
is
a
it,
real.
What, is it about? Is it American? Well, it's
yes,
American.
It's American. I think it might be. It's just, a lot of people kept telling me that it's a bit similar to Trolleyed, which I never watched on Sky.
No, no.
And it's a bit like a poor man's Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but it just wasn't very good. And I suddenly realised there's a huge gap between people with funny bones and people performing comedy.
Oh yes,
and
yes.
It's really frustrating. And then this morning, I just accidentally watched a bit of Frasier on Channel 4.
Oh, I'd forgotten about Frasier.
And it is sublime.
Yeah.
Every line is sophisticated.
I might go and have a little look at the back catalogue. I used to love Frasier.
Judith, because,
and the old man, of course, the old boy with the with his chair.
Everyone's allowed to be a grown-up. I mean, they're childish and they're petty and that sort of thing. But they're sophisticated adult people leading sophisticated lives.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
They go... And it's not these idiots oafing around being twats all the time. Anyway, so have you enjoyed anything on the television?
I tell you what, one of the gang suggested Summer of Rockets.
Yes.
Really enjoyed
it's
that.
It's beautifully just finished it done, last night.
Isn't it? Have you seen it?
I watched it and then dropped it and I can't remember why. It was pre-pandemic. It's been around for a couple of years.
Yes,
and
it's not new, but it is good.
And it's beautifully done, but I went off it because it goes down a direction I wasn't interested in. And all I was interested in and all I wanted it
to be was the
story of the debutante.
Yeah.
There's
a debutante bit.
And I
gorgeous.
Just think, oh, please, will somebody make a series about debutantes behaving badly? I just, you know, I want the dresses, I want the social manners, I want all that nonsense that went on until, you know, 1950, whatever. And, you know, just give us something like, I want a cross between Call the Midwife and Debutantes on Heat.
Well, I think that's a very good pitch. I think you need to write it pronto. I think it's a brilliant pitch. But it's another period drama. It's got Keely...
Hawes.
Yes. And it's beautiful, set in 1958, bit of sort of Cold War spy things happening, loosely sort of based on someone's experiences, I think. Good, I mean, good, diverting plus, I would say. Diverting
good,
plus.
Good, quality stuff. Okay, yes. I might dip back into that. I enjoyed a film called Second Chance on the iPlayer, which is a ridiculous bit of hokum with Robert Mitchum, who I actually fancy. You know me, Judith.
Robert Mitchum.
Do you not fancy him? Big slab of a bloke.
I don't think I do.
Oh, God. You know, it's the kind of bloke that could pick a cow up from a swollen river and stop it from drowning. That kind of bloke.
Alpha male.
You know, Alpha male. Judith, there's this tremendously exciting cable car scene. I mean, the film's only about an hour and a half, but the last 10 minutes with this cable car scene, you know where the cable starts snapping?
Oh, is it dangling? Oh! Is it dangling?
Oh, Judy. it's on the dangle. It's a cable car on the dangle. And I just thought, you know, all films need a dangling cable car.
Oh, I tried to watch the new Tom Hanks film last night. And, you know, we all love Tom Hanks, don't we?
Yes,
he can do no wrong.
No wrong.
But it was a cowboy film and quite brown, you know, brown.
Tiring on the eyes.
Yes.
We need full Technicolor, don't we?
We want something bright.
Yes.
Struggled with it, you know.
And
that's why we
like Interior Design Masterclass, because you're getting quite a lot of brights in there. I enjoyed that as well this week again. I really did. And I tell you what else is good, Judith, and it's on the iPlayer, and it's Giles Corran and Monica Gulati going to ridiculously posh hotels.
Oh.
And they went to one in Macau. That's the one I watched the other day, just on the iPlayer. And it was so sumptuous and mad. And because we haven't travelled for so long, it kind of took on another kind of...
Oh, I bet. Were you drooling? I was drooling, yes.
It was great. And I think you'd really... And now, the other thing, very, very exciting. Last night, I watched Landscape Artist of the Year. And your friend...
Did you watch it?
Yes!
Did you watch it?
Yes,
yeah,
I
my
did.
Friend Claire Lord. And she won!
I know. It was really. I loved the whole programme. I really enjoyed watching it. I thought there was lots of talent on show. I was so thrilled for her when she won. It was a really tricky. It was quite a tricky thing to do, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, architectural nightmare, symmetry, columns, squares. Oh, dear.
It was a fancy house. What do they call them,
Stately
Judy?
Home.
That's it. Stately Homes.
No, I was thrilled for her. It's a great series, isn't it? And very, very sort of Moorish and, really makes you want to sort of get your paints out. And...
I think Joan Bakewell's good in it, isn't he?
I love Joan Bakewell in it.
For me, it's Stephen Mangan that makes it, actually. Yeah, I just think he's adorable. But it's so great that Sky Art is now on a Freeview channel and you can watch it. Our tip that we heard from one of our listeners, it's repeated at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Yes, it is. And in fact, I think now I've looked, because it's repeated a few times in the week. So, yes.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah. Jolly good.
OK, books, Judith.
I'm still ploughing on. But yes.
Are you still on the William Boyd?
Oh, I know. It takes me ages to read something, Jenny. It really does.
How many hours is it?
I think I've got 5 more hours to go. Yeah. So, okay. What about your reading? What are you reading at the moment?
Well, we finished Rodham. I am on The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, which is an Agatha Christie, because I've been having trouble sleeping. I got that on Audible. It's a good Agatha Christie. Phoebe's done 27 Agatha Christies in the last year.
Yeah.
And there's a very funny, in The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, there's a very funny Mahjong chapter. Can you play?
No, I can't.
I got so obsessed with this because it's a very funny chapter on Audible. The narrator is doing all these voices of posh people playing Mahjong. And I got so intrigued by this, and it sounded such fun. I actually looked up how to play Mahjong on YouTube, and there's a 2.5-minute video that teaches you how to play Mahjong. And I have a horrible feeling for my birthday, I want a Mahjong set. But you can only play with 4. So, Judith, when we're all jabbed, I will have you, me, Jeff, and Mike. We have to have a Mahjong.
Is it the one with lots of dice that you have to keep coming up with different
numbers?
They're
little tiles. They're tiles with little pictures on.
Yes, I think I have played it.
And you say things like chong, gong, chi.
It doesn't sound like I'll be able to cheat very easily.
I think there can be some sleight of hand and some knocking over of tiles,
so.
Judith. I think you could cheat. Okay.
Well, listen,
You know, do write to us, listeners. Do write to us on our email address, Judith. Our email address is...
Here we go. olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
You can get in touch with us on our Instagram. We'd love to see your contributions and all that kind of thing. And do get in touch with us. We do really like to hear from you. And do keep listening. You can listen, fortunately, as well, but try not to enjoy it too much.
And don't tell us about us if you are.
Okay.
Now we've got to end, haven't we, with our second trumpet, aren't we?
Yes, we're going to trumpet out.
This was sent
in by Alexa Barber, who's 58 years and some months.
Yes.
And it's her son.
Yes, Josh Barber, who's 33 and 7 months, very young for a gang member. Who's a professional musician, well, you can tell, can't you?
Oh, can't you? Oh, I mean, you know, we're not slagging off Naomi's effort at the top of the show.
No, but Naomi, listen
to this, love. Listen to this. Oh, my goodness.
The real thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you to Naomi. Thank you to Alexa. And thank you to Josh. Thank you, Judith. Yeah.
Thank you,
Daisy.
Gang. Lovely to
speak
talk
next
to
week.
You.
Lovely story. Bye. Happy 100th.